listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast because Rod and Karen are hot.
Yo, I am not an invalid, although I used to smoke the weed out. Ali Shaheed Muhammad used to say I used to be out. Scheming on the cookies with the crazy booming back buns, pushing on the real hardest so we could have a big fun. When I left for Rosie, I was Boulevard status, battling an MC when Tip was at his maddest. It was one MC after one MC. What the world could they be waiting on from little old me? Do I have a formula to say the world, or was I just because I used to swipe the women and all the girls? I'm the type of brother with the crazy extended head kit. This by all the brothers I was all of what my man did. Hey, welcome to the Blackout Tips podcast. Your host Rod and
Karen.
I just realized that he said he used to swipe all the women and all the girls. What does that mean? Was Q-Tip pedophile in our
hood? I hope not.
I don't know if I support this no more. I was looking at them lyrics like, what? Why you used to swipe all the girls for what though? The women and the girls? Just take the women, Q-Tip.
Oh.
Come on, dog. Sound like you work at Subway or some shit, bro. Ew. Anyway, welcome to the Blackout Tips podcast.
I hope it didn't mean like that.
I hope not. I don't know what else that line could mean though. I used to swipe all the women and all the girls.
Oh, what? So he's specifying that two different groups of people.
Yeah, why is it?
Because normally when it says girls, it's just girls, you know, like, and that's inclusive.
Tribe wasn't that young.
No, they weren't.
It's not like Crisscross made that line. Anyway, guys, we are live.
Yeah, then the women will be ripping.
We are live and we are back on a Monday. The official weapon of the show is
the taser,
unofficial sport
bullet ball,
a bullet ball extreme. Today is day 446. Bobby Schmurter's been locked up, still didn't get that bail lowered.
Mm-mm.
Starting to think the police have it in for that guy.
Me too.
Also, I'd like to issue a correction from yesterday's show.
Okay,
we read all the copy from Bevel and I messed up. I said the code was TBGWT free.
Mm-hmm.
That is wrong.
Uh-oh.
The code is actually free TBGWT. Now I know how it might get confused because I confused it. Sorry about that. But somebody hit me up last night. I was like, yo, I was trying to use the code and it won't work. And I was like, yo, I don't know what happened. Yeah, I was saying the wrong code backwards. Yep. So it's free TBGWT. You put that in at getbevel.com and the first 200 people, keep in mind, it's for a limited time only and it's for people that are new subscribers, new customers only, but the first 200 people get free shaving kits.
Yeah, we know y'all out there. We know y'all been thinking about it. You've been pondering. You've been hearing people rave about it, and you're like, now this is your chance to get it for free, dog.
Exactly. So make sure you guys do that, man, because, it's important, and it's free, and it's a great opportunity. Free TBGWT, and that's at getbevel.com, GETBEVEL.com, and they sponsored this episode, so make sure you guys do that. I guess first things first, I like to start with Karen ate Chipotle.
I did,
and she lived to tell the story.
Yes, but I'm gonna tell my side of the story because Roderick harassed me, y'all. He really did, because a lot of y'all be like, nah, I'm not eating Chipotle, but you ain't got no mate, no roommate every 2 to 3 days going, we doing Chipotle? We doing Chipotle? I want Chipotle. We doing Chipotle? We doing Chipotle? He did this, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
And then that, like, I was being goddamn unreasonable
she
when I
being
said no.
She was being unreasonable weeks
he
after.
He told me I was being unreasonable.
Weeks after the controversy had passed.
I don't care. I wouldn't be unreasonable.
She still was being unreasonable.
Nope.
So I feel like she overcame her unreasonable fear of Chipotle.
No.
And well, you ate it.
Yes.
So I mean, what are you still against Chipotle after you ate the damn? I mean, what, now who's being a hypocrite? You ate it.
Yeah, I didn't die.
Right, so Karen ate it. So all the people that when I told them on Facebook, all these people was no, and they had the new thing on Facebook where you can use a different type of smiley instead of just liking something.
Mm-hmm.
So people was doing the shocked and the sad and the angry faces. Well, too bad. She's still alive. She's still here. I ate it more than once during the time that she was boycotting it, and it was delicious every time. Mm-hmm. And I'm still alive, and I'm still here.
Whatever.
And there's nothing you can do about it.
Whatever
you betrayed your own
me.
You betrayed your own morals.
Nope.
You got sick off of the fish tacos from that hole in the wall spot.
Yes.
And then you had the nerve to judge the pure white man's Chipotle.
Mm-mm. Whatever. You goddamn harassed me.
Whatever.
You did harass me.
I didn't harass you.
So asking somebody every few days do you want Chipotle is not harassment?
First of all, that is not how it happened. You would go, I'm hungry. What do you want to get to eat? And I would be honest and say, I don't know, Chipotle.
Right.
And if it was after a certain period of time, because Chipotle closed at 10, a lot of other stuff closed at 9. And after a certain time, I don't want to go in and sit down in a restaurant and eat at 10 o'clock at night.
True.
So I was like, here's a trip where I can just come bring this shit back. You know, it's a little bit better than going to Taco Bell or fucking, you know, wherever, you know, Jack in the Box or whatever. At least the shit that I would order from those places. So it was like, cool. Here's an alternative where I can get something fresh and to go. And I mean fresh in quotes. I do recognize that it's still Chipotle, y'all. Right. I'm not crazy. But the point being, I was like, cool, we can just do this because it's convenient. And Karen would act like that was a crazy fucking thing to say. It's like, well then, look, you wave a magic wand and make the solution to food. You can go in there and cook if you want to. So I would suggest it because it was easy. And then she would always be on some like, no. I'm like, well, I'm tired. You know, one day I just got tired. I was in the car, said, yo, I'm tired of doing this. This is dumb.
Right. And I had told you, you wanted, you can go eat it yourself.
And I did. I drove, got it myself. And you got, Chick-fil-A supporting the gay hatred agenda.
Yep.
You get on this show every day and you talk about how they trying to oppress our LGBTQ brothers and sisters.
They are.
And then you get on here and the first thing you do is go eat some Chipotle.
Chick-fil-A. Sure did.
So let's see how proud she is of that, y'all.
I sprinkled some glitter on that chicken and ate the fuck out of it and he was good.
Mm-hmm. See how proud she is of it, guys. Mm-hmm. Don't fall for it, guys. Don't fall for it. She ate that Chipotle and enjoyed it.
It was good.
I know it was good. And you didn't die either.
No.
So, there you go. Anyway. Karen ate Chipotle, y'all.
Yes, I did. And
loved every last bite.
Yep, I did.
I saw it in her face. She didn't want to admit it, but she was so happy to be back.
No, she
tried to sell Fritos. Mm-hmm. I saw it.
That was good. That was the I don't know if it's tofu. I don't know what you call it, but right. They call it so Fritos.
What if the
it ain't got toes in it? I'm good.
What if the Oscars nominate Zoe Saldana for the Nina Simone movie? Has anybody thought about that? I mean, it's possible. What if they do that? I mean, people are pretty upset now. Talia Kweli still don't get it. But, you know, nobody's thought about the worst case scenario. They feeling pressure to nominate minority actors. Or at least black actors or not white actors, and they say, hey, here is an Afro-Latina woman playing a dark-skinned black woman icon from the South. Mm-hmm. Historical piece. Mm-hmm. You know they love those biographical pieces. What if she wins or gets nominated for an Oscar as Nina Simone? Would that be worse than Oscar So White? I don't know. Just something to think about, guys.
We'll see. I have to see it first. They be like, bless blackface. Yes, she need to win that award.
Right.
But God damn it, if she was actually dark-skinned enough to play the role, she wouldn't even fucking be considered to be nominated.
Yeah, a lot of people.
That's the problem I have with that.
I brought it up on Facebook, and not a lot of people were okay with that.
Mm-mm.
Not even a suggestion.
Mm-mm.
They were very upset. But I say, you know, bring it on. That movie just looks terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just looked bad, man. I actually saw a picture. Someone said it was like a promotional shot from Dreamgirls, and it was Beyonce, and she was playing, supposed to be like an African woman, and she was playing like a darker skinned woman, and then she had like her skin tone darkened in this, in the pictures. Now I don't think this was ever in the movie.
No.
So obviously someone had the common sense not to go forward with that.
Right.
Here's the thing though. Looked fun. It looked good. That's really the extent of all this shit. Like, as much as people want to make it like really complex, and I do get the interpersonal dynamics, the interracial dynamics, mm-hmm. the, you know, the classical beauty versus the non-classical beauty. I get all that shit, and I'm here for all of it. Point blank, shit don't pass the eye contest. The eye test is undefeated. Shit look funny, people gonna shit on it.
Yeah, shit look bad. Shit almost look orange. It looks terrible.
Yeah. I saw that Beyonce picture, and I said, and someone was like, y'all got a problem with this? I said, yeah, I got a problem. Zoe should have called them people. Shit would have looked way better. They also didn't put a prosthesis on her or try to change her hair or anything. It was just Beyonce with darker skin tone, but it didn't look like makeup. It looked like CGI or some shit. I don't know.
Right.
They should have avatared Zoe ass, man. She know how to do that stuff. Just fucking do whatever they did when she was in, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Man, cheap budget.
Yeah, the makeup shit wasn't gonna work.
No, I'd rather her come out in her own complexion and just play the fucking role. All jokes aside, just come out however you is, just play the role. People have done that before. Don't look nothing like the people, but they play the hell out of the roles.
Yeah. Is it just me or whenever, I can't speak for everybody else, but whenever I see a lot of black people in an advertisement, mm-hmm. I always start wondering, especially if they have really eccentric haircuts. I always start wondering when the singing gonna start and the McDonald's logo gonna pop up. Every fucking time. I was watching a commercial the other day and it was like six black people and I was like, oh, hold on. Let me turn this up. What's the song? And I don't even remember. I don't even think it was McDonald's. It was just, but I always expect it. Like, nobody hired more than three black people in a commercial.
Without some dancing or singing or jigging happening.
Like, I was waiting on that. You got that McDonald's loving.
Yes.
Waiting on somebody to do it.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Right.
Yes.
Waiting on somebody to do it, dog.
That remix.
Yep. Let's see what else I had. Oh, yeah. So Facebook, I guess this was only doing this for me. And maybe it's because I made my profile public for a while where anyone could be my friend if they asked, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I had to change it obviously, but I started getting Facebook requests from people that I didn't know, and they didn't even have friends in common with me.
Yeah, that's why mine is private. I made specifically sure, and something Facebook does which I caught on, about every few days I always check my Facebook profile, because Facebook will do these updates. And when they do these updates, they don't make it publicly known that they're doing these updates, and it will reset all your fucking settings. So your profile will be public, your post, and you will not even know. You'll be like, where the fuck all these people come from? Then you go back in there and all your shit be reverted back to its original format. And I think if they're gonna do that, they need to let people know so they can be like aware of it and change their shit back. Or either just do your goddamn update without changing the shit. I have my settings like that for a reason.
Well, that wasn't my problem. I changed my settings on purpose. Also, the problem wasn't that I was getting requests. I get requests all the time. I just normally, you know, if I don't know the person or if they don't appear to be a fan or something, I just don't accept it, right?
Right.
But the problem with this one was it was real people. It wasn't spam. And they didn't have anything in common with me. And when I, you know, so after I got a few of these, I actually started messaging the people back like, hey, do we know each other? I saw you friend requesting me.
Right.
And the people were like, no, I don't know you, and I didn't friend request you.
Oh shit.
So Facebook was doing something where it was making people friend request me. I don't know if it's like a option they pick where it's like suggest new friends or something, it just clicks on it automatically. I have no idea. I don't know if this has happened to anyone else, but I basically had to change my settings on my profile so that, you know, not everybody could just friend me. But it was very weird, what was happening. And for some reason the people it was picking was a bunch of like older religious black people.
Oh, that relationship wasn't gonna last long, no way.
Yeah, I don't understand. Like, I was like, why would Facebook think these people want to be my friend?
Right.
Like, these motherfuckers probably about to be mad as fuck.
Right. You post something gay or you
post something gay.
Yep.
You post something, something.
Right. They have a fucking.
No, fit. I don't think you mean gay is not the right word there. Whatever that is. That's not the right word.
My bad. I mean, when I mean post something gay is like.
Pro LGBT.
Right. That's, okay. That's what I meant by it. Like, if you post something that said something like that, they have a fucking fit. Like, something's wrong with you.
Right.
And you're like, don't come over here.
Or my curse. Or my atheism or whatever, you know. But it was just funny because I click on, you know, because if someone asked me to be my friend, I click on that page and see what the fuck they talking about. And because a lot of times people ask to be my friend and the first thing on their page would be like, you know, fuck Michael Sam, he a distraction. I'm like, oh no, we'll never make it, you know what I mean? Like, why? Like, why should we start this? You know what I mean? But, like, what, like, did you click on me by accident? But, I was clicking on these people and they was old black people and like all their, Facebook status updates sounded like church, like when you do the church announcements.
Sick and shut in.
No, it sounded like when people get testimonials in church. Like, it was just a whole lot of like, first and foremost, giving all glory and honor to God.
Yes, to pastor and co-pastor.
I'd like to wish my nephew a happy Thanksgiving. I'm like, what? Why did, what Jesus and God got to do with that? Like, in 1 Timothy chapter, I'm like, what does this have to do with you saying you enjoyed the new formation video?
Nothing.
But it was like every status was like, you know, it was like times and tribulations are meant for us to go through, but he would never put you through something you cannot handle. And that is why I say I can handle that Cam Newton lost that game. I'll just first like to thank Jesus and the Holy Ghost. I'm like, none of these people gonna be my friend.
This don't make no sense.
None of these people gonna, I don't need those kind of people on my page, cause one,
y'all gonna argue.
We're gonna argue, but two, it's too tempting to go on a page and fuck with them. Why would, mm-hmm. Like, I don't think Jesus had nothing to do with that touchdown. You know, and then unclick, you know, so they can't. Silence. I don't wanna get no updates.
Oh, you better even talk about threw that, olive oil on you, dog.
That's true. I was watching on, TNT, they always show these replays of movies all the time. Like the same two movies, and they love the Lord of the Rings. And it might have been HBO or TNT, probably TNT. I just say TNT because they always show the same fucking movies.
Yep.
But they had The Hobbit: Unexpected Journey on there, and I realized when I was looking through the guide, The Hobbit: Unexpected Journey is a dumb ass name for a movie, and if it was a book, it's still dumb.
Yeah, you let me know that this journey was not expected.
That journey was exactly what I expected to happen. Exactly.
I didn't go see it. I don't know.
It was, let me guess, a wizard, some other short little white people.
This one had the dragon in it, didn't it?
No black people to be seen in the crew.
Mm-mm. Ain't no black hobbits.
Right. Let me guess, orcs, right? This is the same.
Trees that can talk.
All the movies are the same. It was the exact, it should have said Hobbit. The journey exactly what you expected.
Continues.
Right. The journey is what you thought it would be.
Yep.
Hobbit, a journey.
That'd have been better.
You know how, you ever seen The Little Mermaid?
Yes.
I love that movie. That's a good, you know, do you like it? Did you like The Little Mermaid?
Mm-hmm.
Had some good songs.
Under the Sea.
Sebastian the Jamaican Crab. Mm-hmm. Shout out to my man Seabass. I was thinking, you know how like the whole plot is she wants to marry this prince and the prince lives on land and she lives underwater. She got, you know, like she's a mermaid. So she's half fish, half person. So when they like, what she wanted to get with him when she was in the ocean and he was on the land, how are they gonna have sex? Like, was she gonna lay her eggs on the seabed and then he had to come down to the bottom of the ocean and jack off all over him?
No.
So that his sperm would.
No, that's
how, cause that is how fish fuck, Karen. They lay the eggs on the seabed or in the water, and then the sperm from the other fish like float through the water and like, you know, get those bad boys.
So you're telling me the hentai lies? She don't just take her fish suit down and she's human?
I'm saying at the beginning when she was, because remember, she got a magical wish to be a get legs,
right?
But I'm saying when she still was in love with him when he was a person and she was just a fish, like a half fish, what was the plan there, Ariel?
I don't think she had
kind of freaky sex shit with you in. Was he had to get like a scuba snorkeling suit or something? Like, I don't know. I feel like he would have got a bad deal out of that.
Yeah, the fish wouldn't have survived long.
Like, she was really hoping he was into some freaky ass shit, man. Mm-hmm.
Who knows? He might have been.
Far be it from me to judge your kink. I don't know what he was into, but I'm just saying, that's gambling.
Yeah, down there getting freaky in front of all the clams.
That's far more freaky than fingers in a booty hole.
Way much more freaky.
Ain't too many people that in the jacking off in the water to spray some eggs. That's a lot of pressure on the prince.
Yeah, how long does human sperm survive in the water anyway?
Yeah. I came up with an idea for $1 million show.
What's that?
Probably $1 billion show, really. And I'm giving it away for free right here on the air. All I want is my credit, okay? I know BET listens to this. Okay? People at Viacom, let me do an episode of the show is all I'm asking. I think BET should have a show where they re-air all the stuff from the ID channel. You know, Discovery ID?
Mm-hmm.
And like, if you watch Discovery ID, it's all like, A Date with Murder or
this forensic stuff, yeah.
Death at First Sight. You know, it's all that kind of stuff. I Married an Axe Killer or some shit. They should re-air all of that stuff, except they add in commentary by black people who are narrating the shit. You see what I'm saying? You can get famous black people, get comedians, podcasts, whatever, and then you rename the show White People Crazy.
Ah!
That shit will work. That shit, that's a $1 billion idea. I will buy the DVD set today.
Hell yes!
All you gotta do is, cause black people, we stay watching that shit and we just be like, girl, see now, why you gonna give him your phone number?
I be talking to the TV like crazy.
You know he coming down. Oh, this. You know what I mean? Margaret went to open the door. No, don't open it. It's stupid. It's him. You know what I'm saying? Like, just leave all that shit in that we say while we watch the shit and call it White People Crazy. You know, they all in the same way. You know,
going to jail.
You know, it's always some shit, you know, like, when 27-year-old Margaret was struggling to make her bills meet, but when the 75-year-old investor and banker showed up at her doorstep to help her get out of life and change and take care of her son. You like,
he ain't nobody sugar daddy, right? Girl.
You like, girl, he gonna cheat on you. He gonna cheat on you. She gonna stab your ass when you cheat on her too. Watch.
He be like, he was in a happy marriage until he met the other woman. That ain't nobody side chick.
Mm-hmm. Like, see, if she would have just known her place, we could just leave all that shit in.
Yes.
And it'll be a gold mine. White people will watch it to laugh at and with us.
Right. Messing around, but like, you should have left that thought alone.
Right. And then black people watch it because that's what we be thinking anyway.
Hell yeah.
Telling you, man, I will watch that show. Need to do that, and then they could take all the nature shows from the regular Discovery Channel and do the same thing. Yeah,
that shit's hilarious too.
Black people being like, run, you know. But I feel like Investigative Discovery is the way to go though. Cause that shit is all the same, you know. It's always just like this. His wife started to notice things were changing. He's like, oh, she gonna kill your ass, nigga. She gonna kill your ass.
Right, you better run.
Boy, you better not come back home. You know, shit like that. Anyway, I think that's a good idea.
I'm here for that.
Let's see what other random thoughts I had. Oh, you ever watch casting porn?
On with the casting couch.
Yeah, where they cast, it's always like, I need to get a job. Mm-hmm. And I just want to be in a video, you know, and yeah, maybe it's like, okay, well, do you suck dick? And it's like, oh, this interview just took a weird change.
Right.
I was wondering what the camera was doing in your hands the whole time.
And what the hell that boom mic was for. Right. I guess to hear me suck your dick. Let's go.
Right. I was wondering what the camera crew was in here for.
Yes.
What is the sound technician doing here at this Arby's interview? Well, it's not Arby's. I got the meat though. No, it's always it always take a weird course change, and after a couple minutes of convincing, a woman is willing to be like, I'll suck that dick, you know?
Right. And I think the thing that kind of, I fast forward past the intro, because a lot of times intro, and you know, should be like 20, some of them actually might be 18, but 20. No,
nobody watches those intros.
Right. They be like,
they are doing, why are they doing so much work?
They're like, my name is Sarah and I'm 18 years old. I'm barely legal.
Right.
I just need to work. I need a job. You know, I'm falling on, you know, hard times. I'll do whatever it takes, you know.
So when did you get them titties?
These titties right here.
About how big are them titties though?
They're about a double D.
Here at Kinko's, it's really important to see them titties. So can you just pull them titties on out for me?
I'll pull the titties out only if you promise to pay me, because I can't do this.
Well, I ain't got no money. Now pull them titties out. I
gotta pay rent.
You'll pay rent over my cold dead body. Now pull them titties out. That's the other thing. The dude always make it way harder than it has to be. It's like, we already know you stretching believability with this dumbass plot.
Right, and you know what?
They always have to be like, and then I didn't want to pay the bitch. You're like, what? That didn't even make sense.
No, and I actually seen one where it was a black girl, and the dudes end up robbing her, running out with her money. It was hilarious.
I forget the name of those. Yeah. That's a series. It's like a whole series.
Okay,
of,
it must have been. Yeah. I was like, well, y'all robbed her. What's happening?
It's hood.
I'm not fucking for free.
It's hood as fuck too, because they be putting the money in Crown Royal bags, man.
Yes, they did.
I was like, these niggas. Oh.
Right. She done performed her task. And y'all run out with her money.
Y'all mad at Leslie Jones, but this exists?
Right. Nah, outrage. But, nobody goes to work for free.
But what I was going to say though is, like, you know, they change. They do the interview thing, and nobody cares about.
Mm-mm.
You know, I've never watched a whole one of those interviews. Like, what if somebody dies? You know who watches the whole one of those interviews? Terry Crews. Oh. That's how he knew he was addicted. He was watching the whole interview. Mm-mm. He was telling people about it later. Like, yeah, well, you know, I remember when Janet Jackson didn't have a job, and then she had to feed her kids, so she went on MILF.com, and she was trying to get an interview. It was supposed to be for a secretary position, but they said that they ain't have an office assistant position unless she was willing to do a little something extra, because there was a lot of girls with the position, you know. But I think casting porn videos are the only interviews where you know they definitely got the job, because you watching it.
Right.
You know, they've never had the twist ending where the girl was like, 20 minutes into the video, was just like, no, I won't fuck you. Goodbye.
Whatever, like, you know what? You ain't passed the test.
Yeah, they never upload those videos.
No, they don't. There be a lot of women, they probably fucking ship out the door and she never got recorded. Or she got recorded, you know, she ain't gonna get paid for it.
That should be the outtakes and bloopers of casting porn videos, or all the women that are like, suddenly I'd like to leave your alley.
I know it's so.
You know?
Well, somebody be like, bitch, you want me to do what? Right. I'm good. Nah.
Suck dick. I'm supposed to be a secretary. I went to college for this.
Right. You know? They told me my Word and Excel skills. They ain't say shit about fucking.
For an engineering job? I don't think so, sir.
I know that's right, sir. I have a PhD and it ain't in fucking.
Right. Why would you need to get anal just so I can work the telephones? I don't understand.
Me either.
I'm only working the telephones with my ass. Get out of here, buddy.
You know it's
this
so.
Gotta be some form of sexual harassment. We're gonna shut down Bang Bros today.
I know, because y'all didn't tell me. And why are we interviewing in the back of this goddamn white van? Who you trying to kidnap?
Right. You know, sometimes it be like that in porn, though.
Yeah, and on the low, we got one of them vans near us, and periodically, that van to come and show, and I'm scared for the kids, and I'm scared they're going to run away with some kids one day. That's why he keep coming back for them children.
Probably just a painter or something. Either that or a serial killer. Anyway.
One or two. I stay away from that goddamn van.
Yeah, I was watching porn the other day. It was amateur porn, which is just like, I don't know, niggas with webcams. It's not
apparently iPhones.
It's not very sophisticated. But sometimes you need that reality. You know what I'm saying? People that don't have like
frying fish in the background. Right. Like, what the fuck is this?
They might not have perfect bodies or perfect circumstances. You know?
I'm fine with that.
Maybe they, you know, both live with his mama and they can only have sex in the bathroom and they only got 10 minutes to get it in.
Right.
And then somebody knocks on the door and they have to be like, huh, nothing. You know, like it's,
I seen them.
I like the reality of it. You know what I'm saying? I like to know what was on, MSNBC at the time that they was fucking sometimes.
What episode of Jerry they was watching or if it was the 6 o'clock news.
I like when they having sex and I go, oh yeah, I remember that debate.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I remember when Obama said that. Cause people love fucking to the cable news. I remember I was watching amateur porn one time and the person in the porn kind of looked like somebody I knew.
I've had that happen before. I've been like, do I know you?
I don't think it was them, but it reminded me of my friend and I was thinking, oh yeah, that's right. I need to call that person. It's been a while since we talked. My friend, like, is that odd? To,
no.
Hey man, what's up, dog? Oh man, I was just thinking about you, cause I was just thinking about you. I don't want to say. Why. Like,
have you done porn?
Right. I don't think it's them. They just reminded me of somebody I knew. They just looked familiar. You know what I mean? It's like if you look
I ain't judging. I'm just asking because you know I was zooming through the web.
No, I'm saying I don't think it was them. I'm saying for sure, like it wasn't them. Okay. I'm just saying like.
It made you
oh yeah, Mario. I ain't talked to Mario in a while. You know, like that. Like it wasn't like, oh, I think Mario did pornography. I just was like, oh man, that nigga remind me of my homie, or oh, that girl reminds me of my friend. Right. I haven't talked to her in a while.
Right.
But then when I talk to him, it's like, what made you call? No, just
you was on my mind.
Just nothing. Just you know, just in general, just thought what was up with you. That's all, player, you know.
Yeah,
everything's straight with you.
We ain't the only one. We know some of y'all done did that too.
Yeah, so I don't know. It made me think about that. All right. What else was I gonna say? All right, that's it. Oh. Did I already say this on the show? I'm not gonna see Disney's The Good Dinosaur.
No.
I refuse. I refuse to see it.
What's wrong with it?
I don't support respectability politics, Karen. Okay.
What's respect?
What do you mean The Good Dinosaur? Is that like the good? Oh, you're one of the good ones. One of the good ones? So what? This dinosaur keep his pants pulled up? He got a degree? Is that so that he all the other ghetto dinosaurs, you don't respect them though, right? They can't get a movie. Oh, okay. I see. I guess they in the land of the lost.
All right.
I see. I see you, Disney. I see how y'all get down. I guess it was the land before time with the other dinosaurs, but the old respectable one, he's fine.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's talk about other shit. Nancy Reagan dead.
Yeah, she is.
Yep.
She old. She was very old.
She died at the age of 94.
Yeah, she almost lived to be 100.
Yep. A lot of people had a lot to say. I don't have much to say about her.
Mm-mm.
She's in that weird zone of first lady, but there's a lot of rumors that when her husband got Alzheimer's and was still in office, that a lot of the president came down to her, which I don't know how true that shit is. I don't know.
Right.
Maybe we'll get books on it at some point or whatever. The main things I remember about the Reagans was that I didn't like the motherfuckers and nobody in my neighborhood did.
Say no to drugs.
Black. Like black people ain't fall for that shit at all. You know, remember Iran Contra. I remember the drug.
Right. Dare was created underneath him.
Yeah. But the thing about the war on drugs though is, and this is with a lot of stuff. This is the same thing as the crime bill for 94, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Revisionist history makes it really easy to look back and be like, that was wrong and they shouldn't have done that. And I think hindsight being 2020, I don't think anyone would argue that. I hope nobody would. But I also remember how dangerously afraid people were of crime and drugs at the time.
Right.
That was the main speech my parents used to give us. hey, don't do drugs. You know what I mean? Like, do not fucking fuck your life up with, because crack was new.
Yeah,
it was fucking people's entire lives up, fucking people's families up,
tear them to the pieces.
You know, people were watching folks change into just like really like savage people,
right?
Because of the need for the drug, they weren't
stealing from them.
Hmm?
I said, yeah, a lot of times robbing and stealing from them.
Yeah,
like, yeah, just really affecting families.
And historically, throughout time, drugs have always been a scapegoat and used to penalize poor people, people that are in different races and shit like that. Like, it's always been it's a tried and true tactic, and living through it, you get to see how it works. But you know, this goes all the way back to opium and shit. It's like Chinese men gonna rape these white women, you know. So like, it's always been used this way. But living through it, I do remember the DARE propaganda and feeling like, I'm gonna go to seventh grade and some bullies are gonna corner me and be like, listen, we gonna put this gun to your head.
That's how it made you feel. Hey, no.
Or you gonna smoke this weed, nigga. It's like, I'll smoke the weed. Please don't kill me.
That never happened to me.
It didn't happen to anybody.
I don't even know where to get drugs today.
No, it didn't happen to anybody, because that's not how drugs work.
Nope.
No one's ever had to be forced to do drugs. Most people will never have to be forced to do drugs. You get curious about doing drugs because they feel good, and then you do them. That's it. You go look for a drug dealer. Drug dealers aren't going door to door making sales. It's not.
No, they're not.
So it's a fucking.
They got a quota.
Yeah, it's a seller's market. You know, like, drug dealers are like, hey, 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 hey. Just wondering if you'd like some drugs, random stranger. You know what I mean? Like, you got to go to like a Fish concert to get that treatment. You can't just go to like Lowe's and then just be, you know what I'm saying? Just like
the drug section to Lowe's.
Yeah, like the Girl Scouts outside, like, get your weed here and shit. Like, it's just, you know, it's a little more complicated than that, especially when you're a kid. You know, all the kids I knew that was doing drugs were just way cooler than me and knew where to get the drugs. Like, I was just one of those people that was like, one, I'm too much of a nerd to know anything about some drugs. Two, I'm scared as fuck because of these DARE programs.
Right.
And it was double jeopardy if you was black, because the DARE program was taught to you by the cops.
They sure was. They were taught to you by the cops.
Yeah, they was being all friendly and shit. I was like, I know this is a trick. Like, yeah, don't do drugs. Hey, yeah, this is marijuana. These are the side effects. This
graduated
is
from that shit and everything.
Here's heroin.
Had this a ceremony. Side effect. I remember they had a ceremony and shit, because I don't even know if they do it to today, but for us, they basically did in elementary school. You graduated. This is, you know, the structure of school has changed. This is when middle school or was 7th, 8th, and 9th. So I went through kindergarten K through 6. So when you got ready to go to middle school, you quote-unquote graduated, because they felt like they needed to get you before you went to middle school.
Yeah, and I, like, for me personally, I was just, like, scared. Like, I don't... You know, I was scared I was gonna get addicted to everything, because my dad and stuff would talk about that, and it was like, it's our gateway drug. I was like, a gateway to what? To sucking dick. You gonna be on crack, boy? It's like, no, I don't wanna do crack. I just wanna study and be good in school. I'll promise not to do crack. I don't even want to smoke cigarettes.
Nope, never smoked them.
So like, I just remember that was from her. You know, but anytime we saw like a video involving her, it's always like, man, fuck her. Like, I never knew anybody was like, Nancy Reagan said say no to drugs. So, you know, we all love Nancy. You know, like, people were pretty much, at least where I came up, like, fuck Nancy Reagan, fuck her husband, right. Fuck this administration.
Yeah, nothing about them.
Like, they don't do shit for us, you know.
Right, that's what a lot of it was, passed a lot of policies and shit that are still in place today that really affect brown people.
Yeah, so she died, and yeah, I didn't have anything mean to say to her, but I definitely didn't have anything nice to say either.
I just kept it neutral, and I'm like, oh, okay, she died, and I thought she was already dead. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, and it's also weird, because I feel like there's this sexism in this idea of tying first ladies to their husband who holds the job and the position to do things. Like, typically first ladies pick a campaign and they promote that, you know, like Michelle Obama's is, you know, Get Fit. Pretty simple, pretty nice. But I'm sure at some point people will look back and be like, it was controversial and I don't like it. She changed the food pyramid to a food square. Fuck her. That's what messed up Monsanto, and that's why everybody was able to get drugs. And like, I don't know how it's gonna happen, but I feel like everyone who picks something gets fucked. You know, I think Hillary changed it revolutionary when
she actually made it where the position where the first lady actually meant more.
It was almost like she had a vote.
Right.
It was almost like she was a senator, you know, like it's completely changed what a first lady could be in this country.
Right.
But yeah, it was, you know, I think before that, you know, Nancy Reagan was known as the baddest, you know, and it is difficult to separate her and the policies because, like I said, so much of the whole Reagan has Alzheimer's thing kind of falls to, well, then people were like, well, Nancy's the one who's in control and she got it all together and she never got the credit she deserves. So I don't know. But anyway, she dead. So.
Yeah, like I said, very neutral about her. All I heard coming up was fuck her and her husband. So
yeah, I don't really have much to. Yeah, I was. That's one of the biggest disconnects between me and white people of my age is the reverence for Reagan is something I'll never understand.
Mm-mm.
So, Nina Simone's family has asked that people hold listening parties instead of watch the movie. So.
Yeah, they are not there for it. So they like, nope, we do not approve.
Yep. So, that's what the family says. We'll see what happens. But a lot of people are, you know, when her family doesn't support the pick, that's not a good look. Mm-hmm. Like, Talib Kweli can make all the excuses he wants to on Twitter, but it says something that her family doesn't support it. And it's like if Talib Kweli died and they did a movie about his life and his family didn't support it, I wonder if he'd be riding hard for it the way he's riding for this shit.
Come on, dog.
Because he's been saying dumb shit. I actually had to block him because he said so much dumb shit.
Oh.
Like, yeah, he was so dumb. I just was like, I don't even follow you. I just don't want you to exist anymore.
Right, because stuff shit like that will start coming in your timeline from other people. You're like, I don't follow you. How are you getting in my timeline?
Like, he was just, like, posting pictures of Dave Chappelle doing a comedy skit being like, so y'all ain't have a problem with white face? Or, like, you got to go. You done hit the Nick Cannon hotep line. You got to get the hell out of here before you start doing spoken word or something.
All up and down my timeline. Nope.
Yeah. So I watched some of it. I'm not done yet. I watched like maybe the first hour of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I watched some of the debate from last night. It was in Flint, Michigan, or at least it was in Michigan somewhere. And a lot of black people was there.
They were.
It was very, very much about race. It was about what happened to Flint. It was about, you know, a bunch of stuff. And with all these black people in the crowd, I was actually like, I want to watch this one. Cause typically I don't like the debates. I'm pretty much boring for Democrats. Cause yeah. Both candidates are competent and both candidates have, in my opinion, very small differences between each other.
Right.
That's what's so funny about people being so passionate one way or the other is like, you do realize the difference between like, her plan and his plan is like a percentage point or some shit. Like it'll be the same fucking thing. People argue. Well, I think we need to just change Obamacare a little bit and we'll get the 10% of people that's not covered. Well, I think we need to get everybody covered and we need to do it with single payer. It's like, yeah, okay, I do understand thing, that yeah. They, yeah, because I get it.
We both want 100%, right?
Right. Okay. But whoever wins, we do know the alternative is going to be somebody on the other side being like, I think people should die in the streets. So it's not like,
right?
Like to me, like the debates are more substantive on the Democratic side. But unfortunately, because there's very little variance and because most of their policies make common sense to me, I don't find it to be so emotional. I don't get very swept up in it. Not to mention, the debate moderators are mostly antiseptic. They're just very fucking like, they talk about issues that for me personally, the things that I'm looking for in a candidate, I don't care about a lot of the issues that they talk about. because they don't want to talk about race very much. They might ask one Black Lives Matter question the whole time. They might ask, you know, one question about race and then they move on to the next thing. And I'm like, that's a huge fucking issue in this country. And not to, not, you know, like, I don't think people understand, because people keep being like, well, I mean, Black people just need to vote for the da 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 and don't worry about it. Here's the thing people don't understand. Race is not a small part of this election. Mm-mm. It should be the biggest part of this election, in my opinion, because the Republicans are fucking fueled by racists.
Yes, they are.
How can you deny this and then call yourself a Democrat? The other whole platform for Trump is racism. Race should be discussed about in every single one of these debates for Democrats, and it should be the number one issue, because the whole other party is, and I don't just mean race for Black people, I know when people hear race that's all they think is black and white. Mm-mm. But the whole other party is anti-Muslim this, anti-Syrian that, anti-immigration this, right. Anti, you know, it's like the whole other fucking party is just racist nonstop. We get over here to the Democratic part and it's like, we'll bring up one Black Lives Matter question and then we'll move on to other shit. And it's like, nah, you got to talk about immigration. You got to talk about Islamophobia.
The other party talking about it. Why can't you?
Yeah, it's important to get those messages out to America. Don't just assume everybody knows. There's a swath of people. Instead of trying to court Trump voters like Bernie keeps saying, yo, there's a dearth of people out there that are just like, I want to vote for somebody that's not a piece of shit. Right. Can y'all just talk about how y'all not a piece of shit? I understand that's not where y'all differ, but it's important to fucking get that out there. So I think people keep brushing race to the back. Like, why would they need to talk about that? Well, that's a good reason why, you know? Anyway.
And if you got to ask that question, you're a problem.
Right. So, anyway, MSNBC, was playing a Clinton speech, and this happened.
Speech is interesting. You know, Chris, you know, one of the trickier things to teach people about public speaking is that the microphone works. You don't have to actually yell, and you can do conversational tones, and she's finding that more.
What did you make of that more conversational moment?
I think it's good for her. I mean, look, you've talked about it publicly, that there's a private version of Hillary Clinton that's very...
So, all right, to give a little background, she was giving a speech about job creation and gender equality, right?
Mm-hmm.
They cut away from the speech mid-speech to do this and talk about her voice and how she uses the microphone. Okay.
Teach people about public speaking is that the microphone works. You don't have to actually yell, and you can do conversational, and she's finding that more.
What did you make of that more conversational moment?
I think it's good for her. I mean, look, you've talked about it publicly, that there's a private version of Hillary Clinton that's very winning and very charming. That's because there's no microphone, and it's a conversational tone, and it's easygoing. And if she can find that on a stage, it will work much better for her than that more traditional, old-fashioned kind of speech.
Well, talk about that, because I don't think it's three guys here talking about it. It's got nothing to do with gender, because it's technique, but it's not personality or character. Right. I watched her the other night. I thought she was very good, and I said so. That she goes, I know we're not talking about Trump's politics. We're talking about Trump's method. He's very good at letting and basking in a...
Sure.
He does a line. He basks in it. Then he says another line, he basks in it. The old school thing you were mentioning there is to fight it.
Right.
Let the applause start and then ride your way up until you get this three octaves up. And you're, and another thing, thing. It's an old labor hall way of showing your zest. It doesn't work on television.
Well, the conversation.
Television is about communicating one-to-one.
It is actually about conversation. You've got people sitting in their
like
living rooms
having.
Or on their,
like we're having.
Exactly.
This is the way to do it.
You want people to feel like they're part of it.
Mm-hmm.
When you're going up every octave with every word, you know, people are like, well, okay, I gotta go get some pop.
Okay, number one, Chris Matthews talking about some mic etiquette. Chris motherfucking Matthews, nigga, what? Chris Matthews always sound like he yelling.
Our coffee shop is a place for good food and conversation.
No, shut up.
These
don't do that.
So I looked into it.
And it's been done safely for over 65. What? Anyway, I did not want that to keep playing. Anyway, so, but yeah, Chris Matthews is forever yelling all the time. Mm-hmm. Seems like every time, I got to start yellow. I got to start yelling. Like, so what do you think about this? And it's like, hey, man, why are you yelling at this person that you hired to give their opinion? It's not. Calm down, Chris. Calm down. So one, fucking pot meat kettle, right? Two, what I find very interesting is you cut away from a substantive speech, you know, about gender equality and job creation. And ooh, why are you talking about her voice?
Because you have nothing.
And her being loud.
You have nothing else to talk about.
Well, hold up. Bernie Sanders is always yelling.
He fucking yells all the time on that motherfucking mic. He's like an old grumpy grandpa with a suit that fucking can't fit right and his hair all over his head like he goddamn got fucking electrocuted, fucking yelling all the time. All the time.
Yeah, it's very interesting that we would even have a conversation centered around Hillary Clinton's voice, whether it's loud or shrill or it's whatever, it's not conversational. Yeah, Bernie Sanders doesn't have to sound conversational.
He's a man,
right? And like I said, people want to skip over the sexism shit because they don't like Hillary,
right?
They don't really want to, you know, question exactly, you know, I feel like if a lot of people question exactly why they don't like her so much, they might find out that some sexism has some shit to do with that too. But
yeah,
it's very funny that you would even have this conversation, you know, to try to, you know, in the middle of the speech to try to be like, oh yeah, yeah, let's talk about, and they knew that it was fucked up. That's why they tried to pull it. No, and it's not sexist. Okay. I mean, this is just technical. Yeah. Technical, but only for her.
Right. And the whole thing was fucked up from the beginning. If any male candidate would have been speaking, there's no goddamn way you would have pulled away from him in the middle of his fucking speech to right. do this.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous, man.
Right, and women always get criticized for their voices. Always. When I tell you always, always. There's men out here who fucking yell. There's men out here who have all types of voices, but they're never criticized for them, particularly if people know that it's a male, because for some reason, when it's a penis on the other side, it automatically gets respect. If it's a woman's voice, the vagina lips get to flapping, and you don't hear shit she has to say beyond her uterus.
Right. It's so, and you know, it's just very much like that tightrope, you know, where it's like, you can't be out here acting outside of what we consider ladylike.
That's technically what they said. So it's one of those things where put on your stockings, honey, sweetheart.
Right.
You know, don't come out here and think you can play with the boys.
Right.
You know, and it's one of those things that kind of make you mad because there's a lot of women that are a whole hell of a lot stronger than any man will ever be on certain aspects. And it's just one of those things where just because you're a man doesn't mean you're strong. It doesn't mean you're right. And it doesn't mean you always know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah. And you know, they had a moment during the debate where he told Hillary, well, actually it was a couple of moments. I only saw one on Vine, but I started watching the debate. I'm not done yet. I don't know if he does it again, but he will start saying something about Hillary that was, you know, somewhat messed up, and as which is what debates are, by the way. I'm not knocking him for saying something messed up about Hillary. I think they both did it all night to each other. That's right. That's what it is.
That's par for the course.
And she went to interrupt him or to try to correct him or to, you know, the way he was framing something. And he had a couple of moments where he basically told her to be quiet and not interrupt me. And he did the like shushing away hand. And a couple people, you know, were sending that around kind of trying to start the like, oh, he's doing this to her because she's a woman. And it's very sexist for him to do this. It's very misogynistic.
It is.
And right. Well, what I was going to say is, when I saw it, my first thought, especially seeing, I thought it was only one, was, yeah, I think it's just, he gets to do that because he's a dude.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, if Hillary did it, it'd be rude and interrupting and all that shit, but you know, he gets to do it because it's like, you know, shut up, I'm talking. Like, he can't, like, he couldn't just hit the, like, all right, if he did that to, say, President Barack Obama, we'd still be like, as black people, well, I don't like the way he shushed a black man.
Come on, dog.
And I feel like women are having that moment with Hillary, where I don't know that he wouldn't do that to a white dude. You know what I mean? I don't feel like Bernie Sanders would be like, well, let me stop talking. I feel like he treated the same way no matter what. But we can't help, we can't distance ourselves from the optics of it. We can't help ourselves.
Because sexism plays a role into a lot of people's hatred for her.
And the debate is all optics. It's right. All, like, it's so much of it is just how you present, right? That's why they're, oh, well, Hillary's voice was this and her posture was that and Bernie was standing like that and her, you know, like, and they, who won the debate, you know, right after the debate is over. So I feel like in a lot of cases you end up with this, you know, with these kind of moments. You know, I think this reminds me of, was it McCain? It was either McCain or Romney that said something to Barack Obama, like either like tapped him on the shoulder or put his hand on his shoulder or something, or pointed at him or something, saying that guy or something like that. And it was like the optics of it, no matter how fucking well-intentioned he was, the optics of it made it look like he was trying to other Barack Obama as the black dude. You know, one of them is this guy and you're talking about that guy. And it's like, everybody's like, oh, you mean the nigger? Is that what you're trying to say, sir? Right. So I definitely, you know, couldn't. And like I said, when I watched this clip, I couldn't relate to it on a level of, cause I'm not a woman. So I couldn't relate to it on the level of like, if I've been shushed my whole life, if I've been told to shut up, if I've been told to be seen and not heard, if I've been in corporate meetings where I've been talked over, it, you know, like, I don't have the lifelong experience of being a woman, but I do have, you know, obviously certain experiences being in different groups and shit. Mm-hmm. I was like, I guarantee you, no matter how fucking, like, well-intentioned and how you try to, like, paint it, there has to be women who see these moments and they just go, okay, yeah, that's fucked up. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, there's no good way to... Can I finish, please? Waving my hand at you. There's no way people are going to take that and go, at least people with a history of having this done to them are going to take it and go, well, I'm sure he meant it in a good way. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, she was interrupting him and he was trying to get his point out. I was like, it doesn't even really matter. Nope. Just the optics are going to look bad. It was one of the things that I thought Barack Obama was so good at, which was one of the things I liked about the Hillary versus Barack debates, was that he was walking a tightrope and so was she.
Yeah.
So it made them both kind of have to react differently to one another, because he didn't want to be seen as admonishing a woman.
Right.
And she didn't want to be seen as, you know, talking down to a black man.
Right.
Now, I mean, not at first.
Yeah. As, no. as the race went on, she was like, hey, I might have to pull this nigga call.
She started losing. She was like, hold up, he black, y'all. What's happening?
Right.
This not supposed to be happening this way.
This was my year. I was supposed to win this. And she thought she was going to win it without the black vote. And niggas was like, no, ma'am.
Oh, that was
one. Will not win it without us.
Ooh, that was one of the all-time best times to be black. Watching that dude swipe that rug from under her. She was like, what?
Right.
This some bullshit.
Oh, she was mad. I mean, that's why she stayed in the race so long.
Been here my whole damn life. Y'all don't even know this dude.
We was like, we don't care, ma'am.
It was so good. Anyway.
She was hot.
They started dropping them. Hardworking Americans need to vote for me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, them same hardworking Americans. Bernie going after she. Now right. She's like, I want all the votes. All the niggas. Yeah, all y'all. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm here for you.
Some dummy. Because I wrote something. Well, I will get to it, but. There was another gaffe that Bernie did have last night that was even worse than the "Can I finish, please?" thing. Matter of fact, can I play that clip where he says "Can I finish?" Let me see. But yeah, it was even worse than the "Can I finish?" because it just it was about race, and he just kind of stumbled over it as he's done.
Come on, dog.
You know, it's been consistent at this point. At this point, I feel like you got to question whether it's intentional, because he could have learned better.
Yeah, you ain't got nobody to prep you, and I don't care what you say. Dancing Killer Mike and dancing
Cornel
West don't change shit for me, dog.
Yeah, you're still a politician, which is, you know, as much as I disliked what he did with Killer Mike having coming out there and trying to co-opt Black Lives Matter, I respected it because it's a politician move.
It is
some dirty, dirty politics, but let's be honest, some gangster shit to just be like, all right, we're gonna take those two women that interrupt us and reframe it into little girls that I listened to politely as I gave them the mic and said, please go on. You like, you know, like, we're just gonna change it, you know, because I so agree with them that Black Lives Matter. It's just, it's really the most important issue of the day. And I remember saying that. And it's like, yeah, we know that didn't happen, but kudos to you for trying. Mm-hmm. Like, you definitely tried it. So yeah, let me see if I can play this clip. Oh, now the media is offline.
Did you turn this thing back on? Remember, you had to mute the sound.
Oh, yeah. I don't think it's a sound issue. Let me see. Maybe it is. Let me see.
It's not what secondary...
Okay. Yeah, you're right, Ken.
...a horrible person goes around shooting people, the manufacturer of that gun should be held liable. And if that is your position, then what you are saying, essentially, if that is the case, as I understand it, it's not what Secretary Clinton is talking about. I agree with what you said. But if that is the case, then essentially your position is there should not be any guns in America, period.
That is, now, I that is like can the NRA can position.
Can I finish, please? All right. And you can, there are people who hold that view, and that's fine if you hold it. I think what you do is you hold those people who have used the gun accountable. You try to make guns as safe as possible.
So, yeah, the optics of that were even worse because he also was waving his hand at her at the time.
Yeah, that's not going to go over well.
Yeah, you can see it with the crowd. Like, because people could try to be like, well, the internet is trying to change it. Like, mm-hmm. The crowd at the time, and there was a very boisterous crowd. They were clapping for all the shit they agreed
they
with.
They reacted to that shit.
And they had that moment where they were like, you know, and you could see some people that just don't like Hillary, like, starting to be like, yeah, clapping. But there was a whole lot more people being like, okay, that's not cool.
Right, because I've been in that position and it ain't cool.
Yeah, the key is to win the debate and win the crowd and win the optics. Is, you know, that was a bad move. But he also had a moment where he talked about talked about racial blind spots during Sunday's debate. And he offered that white people don't know what it's like to be living in a ghetto.
What?
You don't know what it's like to be poor.
Oh, both of those statements are false.
Yep.
Both of those statements are false.
Yeah. So,
because there are white people that live in the ghetto, and there are white people that raised up poor, and some poorer than me. What are we talking about here?
One of his biggest supporters, Ben Jealous, NAACP chairman, told NBC News, Senator Sanders is from Burlington. He grew up in Brooklyn. He knows white folks live in ghettos. On Monday, he tried to clarify his debate statement, telling a gaggle of reporters in Detroit, what I meant to say is that you talk about ghettos, traditionally you're talking about African-American communities.
And that's even worse. And this is what happens when you have people that don't prep you for racial questions. And this is what happens when you're in an area where you don't have to cater to anybody that's not white.
Yeah, it's
you
not.
You don't know how to handle the questions. And I blame his team. Nobody on his team prepped him because, you know, he doesn't care about black votes. Let's just keep that real. And every corner he doesn't care because he's not getting the proper training.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I ain't say you got to know, but goddamn it, at least know what not to fucking say.
Yep. The person who wrote this article goes on, but he appears to have hit a wall with black voters, and resistance began early in his campaign. It's not lost on many African Americans, as Sanders hails from one of the most historically white states in the country. His base of support has been overwhelmingly white from the beginning, and when he was initially confronted by African American activists, he fumbled badly. Last July, he got testy and exasperated when Black Lives Matter protesters disrupted his appearance at the Progressive Netroots Nation conference in Phoenix. Black lives, of course, matter, he said on the stage, but I spent 50 years of my life fighting for civil rights, and if you don't want me to be here, that's okay.
That's not what you say.
I don't want to out-scream you, he added. Sanders' performance provoked a backlash when Bernie did. What Bernie did is he treated them as hecklers instead of the movement. Charles Chamberlain, executive director of Democracy for America, told Time afterwards. The main thing I would take from this, and I expressed it on Facebook, and a lot of people agree with me, and then, you know, obviously there's a lot of Sanders defenders and shit, you know, whatnot. There's a lot of people out there who just anything he does is great, and well, what are you talking, so Hillary is okay, you know, like there's all that crew and shit. Mm-hmm. which is ironically, you know what, ironically those people are pushing me closer to Hillary, which is funny. But the more I get the, so what about Hillary? She's just a liar, isn't that? I'm just like, yeah, I think he's a liar too. That's, why are you panicking that I'm pointing out that he's lying the same way I would point out that she said a lie?
Right.
Well, I don't understand why your panic is so fucking intense. Like.
And it's too intense. And it's so intense, it's a fucking turnoff.
Yeah, and it's start, like I said, that it's starting to sound like people over there are so idealistic that my cynicism bothers them. But it's like, I'm cynical about both candidates and I'm cynical about the entire process. I don't understand why you're treating like people now. I don't, Matt on my Facebook page, Maddie was like, you're being against Bernie really bothers me or baffles me. And I was like, I have a fucking podcast. I've written about it many times. You can listen to it if you want to know why. But so it shouldn't be baffling you. Two, who said I'm against this motherfucker? You know, another dude. Well, I know you pro Hillary and anti Bernie. I post links on my page that say fucked up shit about both of them, good things about both of them. But certain people are such in the camp that they're really, that they're at the point now where anything you're saying, they immediately try to throw you into this group, you know. And you know me, I point out what I see as issues with either candidate, and Bernie especially, because they're promoting him so hard as the perfect candidate and the pro-black candidate, it makes it much more glaring when he's fucking up,
right?
Well, because he has not delved to be the black candidate. He has not delved to be better than Hillary at black shit. Nope. He's not even trying.
Yep.
You know, he's not spending money down here. He's giving up on Southern Negroes in the first place.
Yes, he is.
So I don't understand why it's my fault for fucking noticing. You know, like I've been saying the same fucking thing for 8 months now, maybe longer. He could have been picked up on this and improved. He don't want to.
Right.
It's not, he don't want to be president, y'all. You can be you can believe he does. I don't think he does. I think he does not want to be president of the United States.
I think
because you can't be Democratic president of the United States and not have a black vote. And he does not seem very concerned with having a black vote, as evidenced by stupid shit like this. This is a white person 101 fuck up when it comes to race. Ghetto equals black, right? No. And if you have been around some black people, you know not to say that shit.
Come on, dog.
You know, it's like this. So my thing was, I understand why he fucked up, but understanding why he fucked up doesn't make it okay.
Nope.
When he hears black, he thinks poor.
Right. And to me, it's also insulting to the white people that are in ghettos and that are poor, going, well, what do you mean? You're actually saying we don't exist.
Yeah, I'm shocked they didn't come out in droves to be right. Like, because white people can't wait to tell you how fucking poor and desperate they grew up. And I grew up in a neighborhood with nothing but black people, and I knew what it felt like to be the real, have racism against me. And
I know,
you know,
what discrimination feels like, right?
Yeah, anytime you say some shit like you have white privilege, I grew up poor, I'm like, I'm surprised. Where's that crowd at right now? Anyway, but when he hears black, he hears the poor. Mm-hmm. And many people use that coded language, mostly white people.
Come on.
Welfare means black, inner city black, urban black.
Yep.
It goes on and on, but the stereotype in folks' heads don't reflect reality, and they're just as harmful as plain old racism. This idea that black people, black voters, all we want is handouts and welfare, is the same idea that comes from the Republican Party. We just want some welfare. We just want some help. We poor. That's what we are. And most of all, it shows that Bernie's just not used to being around black people and addressing them to their faces and finding out their specific needs.
He doesn't care.
You're facing the nation. Isn't like
the nation, dog.
Some of this shit is, you know, applicable to just Flint. But during this portion, you're talking about all black people everywhere. You're talking about your racial blind spots everywhere. And you hit us with the, yeah, ghetto, black, same thing. White people don't know anything about that. You know, you were just ready to give reparations to white, poor white people just a month ago. So I don't know if it's just tone deafness because he just can't adjust, or if he's just willfully being ignorant. But at any point, this is a very simple concept to grasp. And it wouldn't take much prep to know not to say this. You know, he's familiar with the concept of blackness on paper, but, you know, it doesn't fit. Race doesn't fit neatly into his economic platform. You can't just outjob race.
He think he can, but you can't.
Right. So he has bad moments like this, and he switches back to the economy when he's supposed to be talking about race. And Hillary is more polished on race because she's been around black people for a long ass time.
Right. She got her ass handed to her before. And she was like, I will not fuck up again. What are y'all issues?
And let me be clear. It's not proximity to blackness because she's such a great ally and all this shit. It's just politically expedient for her to know black people. And those are the people that vote Democrat the most.
Right.
That's it. This is not some friendship shit. This isn't me believing she's a better person. She's still an older white lady. She still doesn't grasp racial issues great. But when she doesn't grasp those issues, what she does, she goes out and hires a team of black women to school her so that she will sound better when she's pandering. And it matters that she sounds better when she's pandering because it shows, and you don't have moments like this.
Ooh, no, now you won't have this time. You're not going to have this from Hillary.
I get that some of these moments are untenable. Like I said, the black woman who confronted her at the $500 dinner in Seattle and in Netroots when Bernie gets confronted. There's no good optic solution to those moments. Mm-hmm. At least not one that most white people would be prepared to do. I already said what the Bernie shit could have done, what he could have done, but the time has passed and I don't think he has it in him. But, you know, you would have to give up the floor. You would have to sit there and listen. You would have to have a seat, you know, like you would have to give up your platform if you wanted to win the optics of it. Now, I don't know that you want to win that way. Maybe it doesn't feel authentic to you, but that's probably the best way. You know, you don't want to look like you are scared and gave up and all this shit. I get it. But if you're such a man of the people and the protesters and the movement, seem like you wouldn't be so fucking scared and so angry at these people for saying something. Either way though, she just better at pandering. Cause she's a fucking machine.
That's all people want.
She's just a machine, dog. She's like a counterpuncher. She's like a person that lost to, you know, she's like a boxer that waited for her turn, had her spot, had her shot at the title, lost to just, you know, this whirlwind opponent that came out of nowhere. And now she's trying to get the title again because that guy's old and retiring. And she's just using all the shit she learned from the first ass whooping. That's it. This shit is not complicated. Some people will be attracted to the authenticness, quote unquote, the authenticity of Bernie Sanders. But I think for the most part, black people are very pragmatic and practical people when it comes to voting. If anything, they're the heart and soul of this party.
Yep.
The fact that people keep trying to marginalize and skirt our issues to the side serves no one.
Nobody, particularly out of everybody, African-American women's is the number one voting block, and people don't address none of their goddamn issues.
And people keep saying stuff like well, it's, black people just don't know Bernie Sanders. If they knew Bernie Sanders, they would do this. We don't know him because he don't come around.
Right.
He done had 50 years for us to get to know him. You know what I mean? Black people know other politicians that fuck with black people.
Yep.
That's always supporting black shit. We know those people. If they don't know you, it's because you're not from around here, dog. It's Hillary comes from around here. It ain't just because she was first lady. You know, Hillary goes to see the CBC. She does all that shit. And then whenever something didn't go right for Bernie, it's the establishment. Hillary put in the groundwork. I don't know what to tell you. The fucking proof is in the pudding. Be mad at me for saying the truth all you want, but that's the motherfucking results at the poll. Black people are like, we trust her more than we trust this dude.
Right.
This dude talks good, then he switches to the economy and won't look me in my eyes. Cha-ching, pulling the lever for Hillary. It ain't even fucking complicated. But yeah, she just a machine, dog. It's like she upgrade the firmware every time some shit don't go right.
Yeah, she does. She fixes the glitches.
People start bringing up the super predator comments. She's like, okay, we need to roll up, upgrade the firmware, and start bringing up some talking points against that shit.
She reboot overnight. She's like, I'm gonna fix this issue.
That's it, man. Like I said, people are making me like her more and more because I feel like they're so down on her that it's making me be like, well, hold up. We would typically look at a politician that has skated through and navigated the animosity of the entire right wing of this country. We would look at that motherfucker as a beast. You know what I mean? Like, just the idea of being able to survive that for 20 something years. Like, the vast majority of my life, Hillary Clinton has been one of the biggest targets of the right wing. Mm-hmm. Every conspiracy, everything. Like, they don't want to see her. They don't want her to be president more than y'all motherfuckers want Bernie to be president.
Right.
I'm so serious. They hate her. So many people hate her. And I'm like, if she was a dude, I feel like we would turn those qualities into positives. Like, yes. Oh, she navigates scandals well. He navigates scandals well. He's a fighter. He doesn't give up. They've tried to destroy him. It doesn't matter. You know, we would try to change the narrative for a dude, I think. And I think for a woman, it's just like, why won't you just fucking go away and be a mom and shut the fuck up? You know, like someone like, oh, she did speeches and got paid. Yo, everybody doing speeches and getting paid.
Right.
President Obama got money from Wall Street too when he ran. But it's for her. It's like, why did you do it though? You shouldn't have done it. You know, it's just a very different type of treatment. So. Yeah, man, it's weird because when I see, you know, like someone's like today on my Facebook page, like, I don't believe her false pragmatism. I was like, what the fuck does that mean? What does that statement mean? False pragmatism. She pragmatic. Yeah, she just saying this, Bernie's plans are too fucking crazy for the whole country to support and believe in. Like, maybe your friends believe you can do this really leftist shit. But that's not how the country's gonna operate. Not just gonna be able to tear down every corporation except for the gun companies. We're not gonna be able to tear down every corporation, guys. It doesn't make sense. You're not gonna be able to tear down Wall Street overnight. It doesn't make sense. Like, it's just, that's not how our country works. And it's like, well, at least he got these ideas. Like, cool, you can vote for the ideas. But when he gets up there, y'all gonna do the same shit y'all did with President Obama and be like, motherfucker, let us down. And she's like, no, vote for me. I'm competent. I'm telling you the truth. This is really what you can get accomplished. And I'm the only person up here that can do it. I'll twist the arms. I'll make the shit happen. I'm used to dealing with these tough motherfuckers. They don't like me. I don't like them. Fuck them. Let's just go in there and handle it. Bernie, like, I'm going to take on the Democrats and the Republicans. I'm going to make everybody do what I say. It's like, okay, man. You gotta be somebody's friend. You gotta compromise somewhere, because that's just how politicians, that's how politics works in America.
Yes, sir.
You don't get, that's why every bill, like, whenever they bring up the bills, they're like, well, you voted for this. Well, you voted for that. Well, this had that in it. Yes, because no fucking bill gets voted for without a bunch of bullshit in it, too.
For both parties.
Yes, always like that. Well, give me this thing for my state. You know, they're just relying on people that you know, I don't want to insult people that's voting for him. Just, they're relying on some, on people to be very idealistic. I'll put it that way. They're relying on people to be very idealistic and be like, see, gotcha, you had to compromise. It's like, well, he had to compromise. We're politicians. No, nobody gets through scot-free. Anyway, let's see. I guess let's play some Guess the Race. Oh, wait. Let's just party off of this real quick. Maria Sharapova got suspended for failing a drug test, Karen.
Word? For real, dog?
She's on them PEDs, dog.
You serious?
Been on them PEDs. They changed the rules for what drugs you could use. She had been doping for like 10 plus years, but the thing was, the drug she was using wasn't on the anti-doping list until this year.
Oh, okay, so it never came up.
But then she got caught on that shit. She said she took the drug because she got heart problems.
I don't believe that.
It's said to be used for chest pains, but it was banned by the World Anti-Doping Agency at the top of 2016. At a news conference in LA, she said, I received a letter from the ITF, International Tennis Federation, saying that I had failed a drug test at the Australian Open. When she got her ass whooped by Serena.
Come on, dog.
On them drugs. And I take full responsibility for it. So. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. looks like she did them drugs. So
still couldn't beat Serena.
Can you imagine taking performance enhancing drugs all these years just to get your ass whooped again and again? Damn,
that's probably why she'd be so mad.
What does that feel like?
Because
shit.
I don't know if you see afterwards. They be showing them her face be so fucked up. She be so livid after she loses to her.
At the last one, her face looked like, damn, I did all them drugs for nothing.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like she said to herself, this is a lot of drugs for a goddamn loss.
For this ass whooping she keeps giving me.
Couldn't win a set.
Right, but you know, right, but you know what? She gonna be all right because at the end of the day, she's still gonna get paid more than anybody else. They still gonna love her, even though she doing drugs.
Couldn't win a set. Took that ass over for what? Mm-mm-mm. Let's see what else. I realize Supergirl don't come on, so we can do a little bit longer.
Okay.
Hey guys, don't worry. Watching porn is actually good for gender equality. In fact, oh wait, hold on. Yeah, apparently porn watching doesn't make you a terrible misogynist after all. In fact, could be doing the opposite. New research published in the Journal of Sex Research suggests that firing up X-Hamster on a regular basis means you hold more feminist beliefs. Well, X-Hamster is my streaming site of choice. How did they know? Just to be clear, they're talking about legal consensual adult human porn here, right?
Not the other kind.
Right. Researchers from Western University looked at data from more than 28,000 people who participated in a general social survey, an annual study of the U.S. populations between 1975 and 2011. Wow. That's a lot of people. None of these studies are like, we talked to five people.
They was like, we're going to do a real study.
Right. We talked to five people and we discovered that condoms cause cancer.
Right.
The survey, which asked all the participants in our survey worked at the radioactive plant. Anyway, the survey, which asked participants if they watched porn in the last year, also included a number of questions about their attitudes towards women. Turns out both male and female pornography viewers had better attitudes towards women having careers and were more supportive of abortion rights than people who hadn't watched X-rated flicks. I guess that makes sense too, because like people that don't watch porn probably do so out of religious reasons, which means mm-hmm. they don't support abortion. Mm-hmm. They believe in very strict gender roles.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. When especially when it comes to gender roles, they're not actually roles. You know, they're just shit people do, and people just feel like, what, a woman does this and a man does that, says who?
Plus, men who watch porn have more positive attitudes towards women holding positions of political powers than male non-viewers. Oh my God, I'm voting Hillary. I see now.
Your eyes are open.
It was all in the plan. It's the porn. And contrary to what some might think, watching porn seemed to have no effect on whether someone identified as a feminist or not. So there you go. However, there's no denying the porn industry can be exploitative and might not be something a self-identified feminist will feel comfortable supporting. And so the debate rages on as we refuse to take a stand at metro.co.uk. But yeah, that's interesting. I feel like if you watch women do all those things that you want done to you or to see done to someone else, mm-hmm. it's kind of hard to then turn around and be
be like, fuck them bitches.
Too, yeah, it's a little, you know, a little hard to be too. I'm not saying that people don't do it. I'm sure they do every single day of their lives. Right. And there's a lot of, if you look at the comment section on any porn site, there's a lot of hateful shit out there.
Deep internal issues, dog. Get them fixed.
But I wouldn't be shocked that, you know, compared to people who won't watch porn at all, that people that watch porn are a little bit more open-minded, a little less uptight about that kind of shit. MSNBC scraps plans for Alex Wagner's weekend show, so she won't be getting her own weekend show, and that's significant because she is not white.
Mm-hmm. They got rid of everybody of color. They literally are whitewashing.
Yep. They had plans to give Alex Wagner her own weekend show, raise a question about the host's future. They announced they were not moving forward with plans to give her own weekend show, which raised questions about the host's future at the network.
Right. Melissa was like, y'all trying to get rid of everybody. They were like, you brown, let's fix that spot.
Yep. Last week, of course, MHP announced that she would be walking off of her show. Jose Diaz Balart, a weekday morning anchor, has also seen his show preempted for several weeks.
Right.
Shit.
They've been doing it to a lot of people, dog, because they've been, you know, on the weekend, all they be doing is covering this goddamn election 24/7.
Just lock up and Trump.
That's it. That's all you getting.
Damn.
They was like, we number three, but we gonna be number three in all the racist white folks. That's all you gonna do because you ain't gonna raise your numbers. Because during Super Tuesday, everybody else ratings went up. Their ratings went down by fucking 40%.
Yeah, that's a significant drop.
Right, because people was like, oh, you taking off all the black shows. I'm out. And for some people, they only watch because of Al Sharpton. They only watch because of, like you better realize, some people only watch before these shows, so you take them off the air. I don't know, what the fuck am I over here for then?
Right. I'm wasting my time.
Right, I could be doing something else.
Yeah, that's fucked up, man.
Very.
But, you know, why the crossover don't never cross over to us?
Right, because the thing you got to give Fox credit for, Fox been cultivating these angry white folks for a very long time, and ain't no way you going to make them change their loyalty.
Right. What other news do we have? We got some news in the hair game.
Tonight in the latest crime trend involving hair extensions so far this year right here in Memphis, four people have been killed by thieves targeting hair for sale.
Shit. And as strange as it may sound to some, there are Mid-Southerners who believe that the hair could be cursed. As WMC Action News 5's Jerrica Phillips reports, it's a theory that's taking on a life of its own online.
Search the words cursed hair online.
And you're cursing yourself. You're even cursing your marriage.
And the prophecies are plenty.
Whoever hair I was wearing on my head, that heifer had a bad omen. And that bad omen followed her from India and came on top of my head. And I took on her spirit.
After a WMC Action News 5 investigation revealed how deadly the business of selling hair in Memphis can be, Mid-South women let loose on Facebook. Weave wearers going back and forth about what some believe to be the root cause of the crimes. One woman wrote, "Do you know the history of the hair's original owner?" What?
By the way, weave wear sounds like something that Bernie Sanders would say about black people.
Yep.
You know, it's like, white people don't know what it's like to wear weaves.
Yeah, that's a motherfucking lie. They wore them a long time for the black folks. You think all them white women's hair is curly and long like that? Fuck no. Their hair just covers it up and they keep going.
In the weave wearing community.
type of spirit did that person have? You may be buying a person's hair and their demonic spirit. Another woman wrote, maybe the reason so many people are doing ungodly things has to do with the fact that many of the purchases are made in other countries that worship false gods. It may sound bizarre, but some people do believe virgin hair from India may be possessed during a ritual called tonsuring, the cutting of hair for religious reasons or sacrifices to idol gods.
The Bible has no reference to demonic possession of things or objects.
Memphis pastor Dr. Bill Atkins is doubtful demons would possess weaves and wigs.
That's not from Christian doctrine. That's from animistic beliefs, animism from Africa, from the Caribbean, voodoo, religions, cults that practice this concept of evil spirits taking possession of evil things.
Robin Ransom wears and professionally installs hair. She admits a new hairdo can bring out a new attitude in women.
They come in and get their long hair installed, and when I turn them in the mirror, you know, it's more like a, okay, girl, you know. But never have I sensed or seen an evil spirit in a hair.
Facebook users offer their remedy for devil weed. One woman wrote, I personally pray over everything I purchase. Ransom says if a client preferred to pray over bundles they bought, she'd allow it.
It would be a little weird to me, but if they wanted to pray on their hair, pray on. You know, if that's what you believe, do that, and then let me do my job.
Whatever the root cause of a beauty trend turned crime trend, we can all agree the war spawned by weave must stop.
A generation back or so, it was tennis shoes. It was gym shoes. People were being robbed and killed over their gym shoes. Now people being robbed and killed over hair for weaves.
Jerrica Phillips, WMC Action News 5.
As you saw.
Why did they use that music at the end? Like it was a scary crime happening or some shit? Oh my God. I can't support that story.
I'm in trouble then. Because I haven't worn weave in years. But, you know, it's just one of them things. But they still weave because weave is goddamn expensive. $1,000, $2,000 for a fucking bundle of hair. People stealing it and selling it on the black market.
So you don't think it's real?
No. It's hair. It's goddamn hair.
So does that mean you think it's unbelievable? I didn't mean to extend this segment. Those people were black. I wish somebody would pray over some weave. Man, get the hell on.
Ain't nothing but goddamn hair.
I wish somebody would blank. Listen, my weave was cursed. I didn't mean to stab you, Tyrone. Like, girl, you crazy? You better get on out of here. oh, Lil Mama remixed Rihanna's Work song. Lil Mama, you might know her better as
just sung that Breakfast, Lunch, and Dinner song we liked in the BET Awards. Mm-hmm.
That's her. You also might know her as Lisa Left Eye Lopez in the TLC movie.
Yeah, she played the hell out of that role.
Here is the Work remix by Lil Mama.
Wind down through my timeline, yeah, I caught him lurking. Like you know my pics, like he trying to put that work in. He ain't know, I be in my bag, I'm in my Birkin. Yeah, I left him jerking for certain. You gon' get this word, this is not an option. 2016, got a lot of music driving. Tell the promoters, we gon' get the club poppin'. If it ain't about the money, then we ain't talking. I'm on some bosses, my company flooded with bosses. I'm a designer, if I cop it, I rock it, it's flawless.
Yo, why are these dance moves on struggle? Oh my God. In the whole song, why are you rapping? This not good, man. Lil Mama, you should have left this alone.
Right. And my thing, I ain't trying to be funny. Come up with some shit that you made.
Yeah, when did rappers start covering songs? Like, I've heard of bands covering songs, but
Diddy started that bullshit.
Rappers covering, but you're literally covering another rapper's current song, which is a number one hit. That's not even Diddy did that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
he would cover old stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, like she straight up, this on the charts now.
Yeah, and it's one of the things, well, that's what's hot. I'll do it, but yeah, this is bad.
She gonna do the Formation remix tomorrow?
I bet she is.
It's unauthorized. The real people ain't on it.
Mm-mm. I see no titties.
And on YouTube, it's Rihanna. I mean, it's Lil Mama work, Rihanna Drake. Rihanna and Drake ain't on here. You just trying to cipher off the hits from people searching for Rihanna and Drake and work, and then going, oh, Lil Mama got a song?
Right. I get my palm on the talk, sharp. With the tip of my fingers, they cross. Diamonds, a girl's best friend. So when I'm shining, don't you pretend. Oh, this some love and hip hop shit.
And the video, the video girls that are dancing, they not, it's not even really coordinated.
Mm-mm. Don't do some love and hip hop.
Oh man, this is bad.
Get this work, you gon' get this work. You gon' get this work, you gon' get this work. Nope, if I can understand what you're saying, I'm not here for it. Mm-mm. Nope, if I can understand what you're saying, I am not here for it. Mm-mm.
Just leave it alone. It's okay. It's okay. Somebody had a hit that didn't involve you. It's okay to leave it alone.
Mm-mm. Nope, I'm not here for it.
Yeah. Chris Brown went off on his fans. Because they were mad that his clothing line cost too much.
Did he punch him?
He did it on Instagram, so he couldn't. Carly, he dropped a clothing line called Black Pyramid. It gave previews of a few items on his Instagram page. It wasn't long before someone noticed the price of some $98 sweatpants and a hoodie. Chris went all the way in on people criticizing his pricing. Cry me a fucking river, you bitch niggas killing over Jordans, waiting in line outside for Yeezys for days. My price are H&M and Zara prices. I'm not running for president, nor did I say you had to buy anything. So like I always say, taste this fart I've been holding in on this plane to Paris. Four shit emoji and then shit heads.
What a great way to show support and love to your fans.
He's always thinking about his fans first. You know, that's one of the reasons I really like him so much is that, you know, when you think of people that have their fans at heart first, you think of Team Breezy, you know. I mean, think about how all those little girls support him beating up Rihanna. You know, you can't get that kind of support from anyone. He also dropped a video on Instagram.
How I'm gonna stop being fly? How?
So he said, what? How's he gonna stop being fly, Karen? How? I think it's a parody of that video from that girl. It's like, how I'm gonna stop being crazy? How? That video was hilarious.
Was that from Instagram?
I don't know where that video's from. I just seen it on Facebook a few times, and it is pretty good. That how I'm gonna stop being crazy. You never seen it?
No.
Let me see if I can find it. Being crazy. I don't even know how to Google it. I just put how I'm gonna stop being crazy. See if it come up. Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's only 14 seconds and it is on YouTube. Why has it only got 1,000 views? I saw this a million times.
How I'm supposed to stop being crazy? How I'm gonna stop? Oh, just that good.
Yeah, she was on the phone with someone who's probably like, girl, you crazy, stop calling me, what's wrong with you,
right?
Just stop being crazy. And somehow she decided to post this on the internet.
Wow.
Hair rollers and everything.
I'm supposed to stop being crazy. And she been crying.
Yeah, she been crying. This real, like,
wow.
I know.
How I'm gonna stop.
No, she meant that shit.
Ain't no,
I know, she probably cut a nigga dick off, fucked up somebody's car. I don't know. Right. You know the sad part?
Somebody got some flat tires somewhere.
The sad part, kind of want to save her, man. It's that hero gene shit. And then, sad. Gotta be careful. We gotta fight that. Like, I could fix her, man. She just needs somebody. Help her eat 3 meals a day. Treat her right. And then next thing you know, you be on fucking on life support.
Don't know how you got there.
She pour hot grits on me. I don't know what.
Happened to women too. Men and women both suffer from that.
She just came in and said, I don't like peanuts and I don't know what it means. I'm just
right. Thing I know, I have seen grits flying at me.
She start burning me.
I don't even like grisito meal.
She said, I know you've been calling your mom behind my back, and then she just stabbed me. I don't know.
I don't know what happened. I showed her my phone. She still sliced me.
I asked her, why would she do something like this? All she said was this.
How am I supposed to stop being crazy? How? How am I going to stop?
Kanye could have started his album with that. He really could have.
That would have been everything.
It's that we want the Lord. I mean, not that that's not a great start, but he could have started it with, I don't stop being crazy. We on that ultra light beam. We on that ultra light beam. This is my God dream. How? This is my God dream. I'm shocked people haven't taken other memes and put it to ultra light beam. You know what I mean? Damn, Daniel. Back at it with the white vans. We on that ultra light beam.
Yes.
We on
that ultra light beam.
We want the Lord. We don't want no devils in the house. The little baby is adorable, by the way.
She meant that.
All right, guess the race time. And of course, everything got 100.
Oh, yes.
Now that it's time for some guess the race. That's right, it's guess the race time. Now that it's time for some guess the race. That's right, it's guess the race time. That's right, it's time for guess the race. The number one game show going across all the podcast land. We read and play news articles from all over the globe, and we ask our contestant today, the chat room, to guess the race. And the chat room's race. All right. Story number one. Practical joke gone horribly wrong puts a teenager behind bars. A teenager who carried out a horrific practical joke on a work colleague at a local wedding venue has been sentenced to 18 months in youth custody. Brandon Nicholas Walker, 19, of Orchard Close, Hurley, had placed a needle inside of a drinking straw of a work colleague. His victim feared for her life when she swallowed what she thought must have been a dart or a shard of glass and needed emergency surgery to remove a needle lodged in her throat.
Oh!
She was retching, unable to talk, and coughed up blood-stained bile. She thought it in her mind she was going to die, and x-ray revealed there was a needle in her throat. It had to be removed under general anesthetic and endoscopy. The needle was extracted from her throat. She described being in pain before the operation. She discharged herself from the hospital the following day. The victim viewed CCTV footage at her workplace and noticed Walker playing with her drink straw. And then she saw herself taking a drink. Walker appeared in Warwick Crown Court February 25th for sentencing and admitted assaulting a woman causing actual bodily harm August 28th, 2014. The prosecutor said Walker was employed as a waiter at Shustoke Farm Barns on a casual basis and had a 0 hours contract. He is described as being loud, cocky, boisterous, and would play practical jokes. This involved having cocktail sticks in the food area and having photographs of himself on female employees' mobile phones. He probably his dick, putting it on their phones, taking pictures. Walker denied the offense and said he was a practical joker. He always played practical jokes. He said there were occasions where he played around with cocktail drinks. In summary, he said it was a load of crap and none of it was true. Mitigating, Ragland Ashton said, my client accepts first and foremost placing the needle inside the straw. He also accepts that the victim was going to drink through that straw. He is very ashamed of what he did and he could not admit it to the probation officer. Mr. Ashton said the fact that Walker had the support of his family, his parents, and sister were in court speaks volumes. He has found it difficult to come to terms with what he has done. Mr. Ashton said his client had finally accepted the criminality of what he had done. He is aware that this is a very serious matter. Likewise, the effect his action had on this poor, unfortunate, blameless female, not only at the time, but also ongoing. How she must have felt is clear, and my client has reflected upon that. Judge Philip Gregory said it must have been a thoroughly appalling experience for her. I have never come across anything like this. I cannot understand how anybody would do anything like this. Mr. Ashton replied that Walker showed extreme lack of judgment in relation to the offense and did not foresee that serious harm would be caused to Miss Oliver. He said they got on well as work colleagues. The judge said putting the sewing needle in the straw made it inevitable that the victim would suck it up, and it could have been far, far worse if it had entered her lungs.
Yep. Right.
It could have entered her intestines. The damage it could have done would have been horrible to think about. So anyway, guess the race of Mr. Brandon Walker, Practical Joker. Check the chat room, see what they believe. See here. He's a grown man who was described as a teen, and his actions that hurt someone was called a practical joke. White boy whose parents didn't teach him the concept of unacceptable behavior. Pranks that result in hospitals and police. White. Semen he left on his coworker's phone. White. White Walker, he thought about putting seasoning in her food, but thought that was way too dangerous. Dick face, artiste white, super white. Ryan Reynolds, you are not white. The correct answer is white. He was a white dude. Wow, that is a terrible practical joke. Mm-hmm. What's the punchline? You die,
right?
You know what I mean? Oops, I killed you. Guess it was too funny. Next, I'm gonna be a stand-up comedian. I'm gonna take a gun and kill everybody in the room. By the way, all this racism brought to you by Bevel. Mm-hmm. Bevel is how you shave if you have coarse hair and coarse curly hair and sensitive skin. Make sure you step your shave game up, and Bevel wants to help you step it up for absolutely free.
Free 99, dog.
The low low. All you got to do is use code free TBGWT, and the first 200 people will get a free shaving kit. That first month free, but you have to be a new customer and new membership only. So you've been wanting to try Bevel. Now's the perfect time. Go to getbevel.com today and get the first month free with code free TBGWT. That's free TBGWT at getbevel.com. A Redding, California woman is on the loose after a high speed chase in a minivan painted to look like the Mystery Machine from Scooby-Doo.
They had Scrappy too.
Ruh-roh. According to KRCR-TV, police said it all started Sunday afternoon when a probation officer alerted Redding Police Department that 51-year-old Sharon K. Terman, guess the race, was wanted for violating her probation. They tracked her down a short time later as she was behind the wheel of a brightly painted teal green 1994 Chrysler minivan, but rather than pull over, she led them on a high-speed chase.
Did they play that 1970 music they play every time Scooby Doo and them have a chase? With that band.
Right.
The same generic white band. Like the Monkees or some shit like that they normally playing in the background.
She ran into one door, but then she came out a different door, and then the police and them they backed out of the doors and they backed into each other, turned around, ran through the other doors.
Yes. That's exactly what that shit sound like. That's exactly what that shit sound like. Yeah, it did.
Oh my god, man. Oh.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo, where are you? We got some work to do now. Scooby-Dooby-Doo, where are you? We need some help from you now. Come on, Scooby-Doo, I see you. You tell me you got a super. You're not fooling me, as I can see. The way you shake and shiver.
You know we got a mystery.
Scooby snack. That's a fact.
Scooby dooby doo. I wonder if that's what she was bumping as she drove off. Oh,
you know she was.
She did. She got out of there.
That's the sound that vehicle made
when she was pulling her ass off.
They was like, they're pretending to each other like, what the fuck is that?
She probably ran and fell off a cliff. Oh no, she got away.
They didn't know what was happening. It was like, where the fuck all these sound effects come from?
Maybe her car wouldn't start at first. What? That's terrible. I bet you
they shit probably started sounding like they started hitting the horns and started making all this weird sound. Be like, I'm not doing this. What the fuck is happening here?
Oh, the cop slipped. They couldn't catch him.
That's what the car sound like when it was sliding behind her and went off to the left.
So they tracked her down a short time later. She was behind that car. Okay, so she reportedly sped through major roads. And
oh, shit. She was getting it. What the fuck is happening here?
She was rolling through trying to get it. Let's see, what kind of song would they be playing? They'd probably be playing something like this. No, it'd be much faster than that. Hold on, what else we got here? I wish they just had the Scooby-Doo soundtrack on here.
Right. Did they have a Scooby-Doo soundtrack?
No, they got Scooby-Doo 2, the movie.
I doubt that
sounds like what we talking about. But yeah, so they probably was just doing that shit. Oh wait, here it is.
Yummy, 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 yummy.
Yo, they was running to this. She probably was bumping this in the van, like, yeah. You had to catch me.
Them cops were like, what the fuck? Where does music come from? I don't know, Bob. I hear it all across the PA system.
Right.
Is it coming from a vehicle? I don't know.
I don't know. I just hear it coming from everywhere.
It's coming from everywhere, dog. Be careful. The vehicle is licking off.
There's no way she can eat all of that sandwich. That right. Sandwich is 3 feet tall. She's not going to be able to. It's got hamburgers and ham in it.
Why did everything around me turn into a motherfucking cartoon?
Right.
Why is my car bouncing?
What if they caught her and they pulled off her mask and there's another person underneath? Old man Jenkins! And I would have got away with it too! What for you,
damn middling kids! Right.
I just felt like the people wanted to say niggers. What for you goddamn niggers? What? Damn, old man Jenkins! Well, I do work on a farm.
And I am racist, and I vote Republican. Okay, well, we didn't need to know all this, so we're just a family-friendly cartoon show.
You get your high asses off my lawn.
You get that goddamn Great Dane and his nigga little dog friend out of here.
That's why I vote for Trump. She reportedly sped through major roads and highways before she ran a red light and crashed into four other cars.
Oh, shit. Somebody put a clip in the thing for some music.
Hold on.
She hit four cars.
She hit four.
Holy shit!
I wonder. You think when she crashed the car, it was like this. Watch out! You crash. You gonna crash the car. No. Oh. Oh no. No, actually, I'm sure it sounded just like this. I'm pretty sure that's how it sounded.
Tom and Jerry Chase.
Right, watch out. Oh, that's the second car. And then she got out, and she's like, zoinks!
She ain't break a bone or nothing.
Jeez, bitch, you are drunk. Oh, no. We never gonna get to the bar where you gotta guess the race. Despite multiple agencies, patrol cars, and even California Highway Patrol helicopter tracking her route.
Holy shit.
She ended up abandoning the van and getting away. Oh, shit. Maybe she was a ghost the whole time.
Jinkies, we ain't when I were to catch her.
As of Monday morning, she's still wanted by Redding Police Department.
Holy shit!
As well as Shasta County Probation.
She's still on the loose.
Anyone with information on her whereabouts, contact Scooby and the gang. let me check the,
Your mom's looking at you like, zoinks!
Yeah.
She got away again!
Well, jinky, Scoob, what do you think she is? help us track her down with your nose. I'm scared. Well, here's a Scooby snack. Would that help you do it? No. Well, what about two Scooby snacks?
Yes!
Would you do it then? He was on Scooby snack. Would you suck my dick for five Scooby snacks?
I think Scooby snack was weed.
I got these two cheeseburgers, man. All right, so let's see. That's a hot ass turtleneck. Got the best of her white. Whiter than Fred's shirt.
Oh.
Velma from Scooby-Doo white. Oh, Velma. I bet Velma had a thigh tat. Did not enjoy the trap cover of the Scooby-Doo song white. Oh, I wish I had a thought of that. Damn, that would've been a good one. Velma from Redding, equal white, had a Great Dane in the back, and now she's somewhere kissing him in the mouth white.
Oh, damn.
Jeevers, a high speed chaser. She lived a fish faced man named Donkey that would have gotten away with it too if it weren't for you meddling police white.
Oh.
Jeevers. Well, it's just so funny. Scrappy Dude.
That's hella some shit they say.
Scrappy Dude was not in on this white. Scrappy Dummy Doo! And Milk and White. I hated Scrappy.
He was the worst.
He was like a kid they add to a sitcom when it's about to die.
Yep.
Anyway, you guys all got it right. She was. She was white!
Shit look just like the goddamn Mystery Machine.
How does she even get away?
How's that fucking vehicle even still running?
I wonder if they had that creepy Scooby-Doo music, you know, with all the horns and stuff when they first get to like a mission or area. I wish I could imitate it. Let's see what this person sent us in. Now I need to go find all the Scooby-Doo theme music.
The werewolf. Feet make like a rocket, and right now.
Hey girl, you got me running.
told you some damn monkeys.
I just know they used to always be like, that shit used to always just be like, let's make like a tree and split. And it's like, what? Shit don't even make sense.
It ain't got to make sense.
Clearly on weed. Oh, clearly. Yeah. Oh, man. It's not going to get any better than that. Mm-mm. This is, let's see. What about this one? All right, here we go. We got one more. We got a bonus round. Where's my bonus round music? Now I can't get the fucking song out of my head of that horn. that like whenever they pull up on something. Anyway, all right, bonus round. Not that music, this music. Double the points and the race. Double the points and the race. That's right. Bonus round against the race. So far, everybody's 2-for-2, but can they keep it up? Everything's worth double the points, double the racism. Let's see how they do. All right. A woman celebrating her 50th birthday was arrested after robbing her own limo driver at gunpoint.
Oh, what is happening here?
Yep. Melanie Roberts.
You came to pick me up. I came to take this limo.
Melanie Roberts was celebrating her 50th birthday in style. She and her friends traveled to New York City to party in a limousine. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
No, ain't nothing wrong with that.
But after the party, she got arrested after robbing her limo driver and threatening him at gunpoint. Where did she get the gun?
I don't know. And ain't I guarantee you he know where you live, baby. Somebody had to reserve it.
Yeah, where'd you even get a gun to do this?
Right. Who thought that was a bright idea?
Right. Man, well, some people just hate freedom.
And the whole time, everybody like, girl, it's my birthday! Right. We gonna figure out who you are.
It's my birthday. I do what I wanna do. It's my day. Check, limo driver.
Right.
I wanna drive. I don't think that's safe. Well, it's gonna happen. Because I got a gun.
Yeah, you don't have the proper license.
I'm 50 years old and I got 50 shots.
Yeah, she does.
Roberts, who was reportedly intoxicated at the time, you don't say, was the last person dropped off when the limo returned to her home in Connecticut. She reportedly got into an argument with the driver over the cost of the trip. Oh, now you don't want to pay. I done drove your ass all the way to New York and back. Now you want some, like, oh, how much?
Right.
I should have got a limo Uber.
How much she thought it was going to cost?
According to police, she took the keys from the driver, then retrieved the gun from her home. She returned to the limo arm, took back her money, and even the vehicle's GPS.
Paid him.
Yeah, and then took her money back. Said, this is robbery. Actually, this is robbery.
Ah!
The limo driver called 911, and Roberts was later detained. The driver was unharmed. Anytime you mix alcohol, heightened emotions, and a firearm, things can turn sideways, said Corporal Stanley F. Parizo Jr. We were fortunate that no one was injured and no shots were fired. Roberts was arrested after the incident and was charged with first degree robbery, six degree larceny, second degree threatening, 6 degree larceny. That's 6 degrees of larceny. Gosh, shit.
You know what I mean?
How many before you get to Kevin Bacon?
I don't know. Larceny is a drink.
Carrying firearm while under influence and breach of peace. That's the race of Melanie Roberts.
She breached the peace, all right.
Mm-hmm. Breach a piece of your ass.
For real.
Let's see what the chat room says is her race. I'll go, wait, I think I scrolled back up by accident. Let's go to the bottom. Okay, there we go. Spit the color wheel, landed on white. Daphne heard her girl Velma went on a crime spree and wanted in on the fun white. The limo was black, but she was white. Oh man. Oh, all right, the correct, it looks like that's all the guesses we got.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
It might be a delay, but yeah.
All right, if that's all the guesses we got, then all the guesses we got are wrong. She was black. Look at her.
Oh, she's very black. She got some weed. Maybe she can blame the weed.
She had to possess weed.
Mm-hmm. That's who you blame it on.
Does she look 50 to you?
No, she doesn't.
I know. Black don't crack, do it? Mm-hmm. Even when it's on crack, it don't crack.
It sure don't.
Even on alcohol, with guns, threatening you. That was the most unbelievable part. She's like, I want my money back. It's like, first of all, you ain't 50. What's your real age, liar?
Right.
All right, let's get to sore ratchetness and then we'll get out of here. This turned silly real fast. Shout out to everybody that turned it off after we talked about Bernie, you know.
I know, right?
Zoinks. A Lansing man was sentenced Wednesday for killing another man with a samurai sword. Ulysses Vega, 44, was sentenced by Ingham County Circuit Court Judge Clinton Kennedy III to 25 to 50 years in prison a month after the jury convicted him of second-degree murder and carrying a weapon with unlawful intent in the June 12th killing of 38-year-old Phineas Oliver. During the trial, prosecutors told the jury that Oliver offered Vega a swig of whiskey, but Vega knocked the bottle out of Oliver's hand. A verbal confrontation between the two men started. Prosecutors said Vega went into his apartment, returned with a samurai sword, and plunged it 7 inches into Oliver's chest, slicing through one of his lungs, and pulmonary artery.
Goddamn!
Then he killed him. Yep. All over. Not wanting to drink some Cavassier.
Wow.
Yep. All right, guys, we'll be back tomorrow. Hope you enjoyed the show. We'll be back tomorrow, Tuesday, just to talk the shit like we always do. Until then, love you.
I love you too. Mwah.